This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 31st. God's word to you today is Jesus. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 2, verses 14 and 15, and it says, "He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross." In Christ Jesus, there is no shortage of life, no rationing of life, and there are no exchanges necessary. Jesus does not need to destroy one life to make another life better. He can make everybody's life better at the same time and still have excess. It is so important that we are aware of this truth. How is this possible? Jesus himself became the exchange for us. Jesus nullified the principle of exchanges for us. He took our place in death so that we can have life. When you are in Christ, you have his abundant life, and the principle of exchange should not affect you anymore. If it tries, you have to stand up and resist it because it has no place in you. It has no power over you. Jesus himself became the lamb that was slain so that the abundant life of God can come to us. Every time the enemy is making sacrifices targeted at your life or your children's lives, the blood of Jesus will speak and say, "Pass over. These ones have been paid for. Amen." That is the beauty of being in Christ. The exchanges have taken place already. Jesus has taken your place in death. Mark 5, 35 and 36 say, "While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. 'Your daughter is dead,' they said. 'Why bother the teacher anymore?' Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, 'Don't be afraid, just believe.'" Amazing. 12 years ago, power moved from point A and flowed to point B. 12 years after, power transferred from point B back to point A. Jesus showed up then, and he is still here now to reverse that. Only believe. Exchange is the mode of operation of the occult world. They have to take one to substitute the other. That is why, for people that are advancing in the occult, the blood sacrifice of goats and cows becomes irrelevant at some point. Then they need to give human life as substitution. After a while, a stranger's life becomes inadequate. They need to give life from somebody that came from them as substitution. That is the bane of the occult. But when Jesus showed up as the resurrection and the life, he changed everything. Jesus is the only sacrifice that needs to speak on the altar of God. Everything has been changed, totally changed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anyone that dares your life in substitution will be buried. The occult world basically is useless. To operate in the occult means you are yet to come in contact with the real power, Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.